The hurricane that slammed into the Texas coast early this morning has been downgraded to a tropical storm now, but it could dump as much as 20 inches of rain on parts of the Gulf Coast, including storm-battered Louisiana. After making landfall, Nicholas moved to the area south-southwest of Houston. The National Weather Service's Kent Prochaska is in Texas.
Before it made landfall, it abruptly intensified into a hurricane. And then as it moved inland, the pressures have begun to rise with it. The winds have relaxed slightly. Now we're getting down into a tropical storm force. Those winds are probably very likely to continue throughout much of the morning as it slowly weakens.
But forecasters are warning that this storm could cause life-threatening flash floods across the Deep South. Voting ends today in California Governor Gavin Newsom's recall election. Recent polling shows he has an edge as he tries to save his job. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Some 8 million people have already voted in the effort to recall California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom.
I want to support Gavin Newsom, and I voted no.
I was happy to find Elder.
Newsom has to get 50% plus one no votes to block the recall.
If we don't turn out and vote no, Larry Elder is the next governor of the state of California.
Those voting yes to recall Newsom then select one of nearly four dozen names on the ballot. And Elder, a conservative radio host, is leading in the polls of those wanting to oust Newsom.
The Kremlin says Russian President Vladimir Putin has tested negative for COVID, but he's going into isolation because of COVID cases in his inner circle. In federal court today via video conference, four former Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights. The charges against them expected to be read in court. This is AP News. President Biden's talking about climate change.
President Joe Biden is headed to Colorado, part of a two-day swing through western states. Biden is pitching his massive domestic spending package. He'll be visiting the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Golden, Colorado. He's expected to highlight how investments in clean energy will help combat climate change. After wildfire briefings in Idaho and a tour of the massive Calder fire threatening Lake Tahoe in California, the president spoke at a campaign rally for California Governor Gavin Newsom, who's facing a recall, and praised Newsom's leadership on responding to climate change. The president says spending on resilience now could save on future costs, calling year-round fires and other extreme weather events a reality the nation can no longer ignore. Jennifer King, Washington.
New Orleans resident Lawrence Brooks is the nation's oldest living World War II veteran, and he's celebrating his 112th birthday. He was in the Army's mostly black 91st Engineer Battalion in the 1940s. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.